Well, I'm overjoyed to be with all of you once again today. I was at the 7:30 Mass and I looked at the crowd and I said, who's going to come to the 9:15? But look, we have a nice big crowd here today. It's great to be with all of you. Listen, this is an amazing gospel. You got to kind of get into the heart of Zacchaeus, right? So first of all, he's enamored, right? He's fascinated by who this Jesus was. And he had to get a glimpse of him, a sight of him. And he couldn't see because of the crowd. So he gets up into a tree so he could get a good look at who this Jesus was. And to his astonishment, Jesus stops right where he is, looks up at the tree and says, Zacchaeus, I'm staying at your place today. And Zacchaeus, you know, he was beside himself. He was overjoyed. He had what I like to call a come to Jesus moment. You know, I actually looked online for a definition of that. Here it is. A come to Jesus moment may refer to the moment in which the person has a religious conversion and dedicates his life to Jesus. It's an epiphany in which one realizes the truth of a matter, a sudden intuitive perception of or insight into the reality or essential meaning of something, coming clean and admitting failures, realizing the true weight or impact of a negative situation or fact, acknowledgement that one must get back to core values, a moment of realization, an aha moment, a moment of decision, a moment of truth, a critical moment, a moment of reassessing priorities, a turning point, a life-changing moment. A come to Jesus moment. And so he did come to Jesus. Or better yet, Jesus came to him. He'll sit at his house, right? Imagine that. And Zacchaeus is beside himself. I don't even know what to do. My heart is pumping. This is so awesome. You chose me. You chose me? I mean, I'm a cheap tax collector. I'm known for, you know, overcharging people and skimming off the top, embezzlement. You have this bad reputation, but you still chose me. You know, I'm thinking at this time about Kanye West. I don't know if you've been following this, but Kanye West, and I don't follow pop culture probably as much as I should, just because I should know what's going on more. But I know this, that he's a leading figure in pop culture. I think he's probably a billionaire by this time. But he had a come to Jesus moment. And all of a sudden, he's speaking against what has been going on in pop culture, in our culture in general, and saying, listen, everyone, you know, you've been aborting our babies. You've been taking advantage of us. You know, you've been doing this, you've been doing that. It's time that we all have a come to Jesus moment, he's saying, in essence. And so he's calling out for that. He does this in spite of the backlash he knows he'll get. Sure, he'll win some souls. And I think this is just an amazing moment in history right now. I put it at that level, really. One of the top leading figures in pop culture all of a sudden has a come to Jesus moment and is asking everyone to join him as they get down from the sycamore tree and join company with Jesus, right? He's asking them to do that. This is amazing. And all of a sudden, people are going, you know, maybe you got something there. Maybe that aha moment needs to be mine as well. When I reassess the direction that I'm going and the way that the culture is going, and that we see this as a pivotal moment. We see this as a turning point in our culture. Let's do this together. I mean, I think this is huge. I really do, that he would pick someone like this. I'm hoping that he picks someone in the left-leaning political figures. I haven't seen that person yet. Kind of hoping on Tulsi Gabbard. We'll see, okay? But listen, there's this tsunami wave of anti-God beliefs that are not only opposing the will of God, but are attacking the people who stay true to the will of God. So that what? So that you and I can very easily become frightened to stand up for what is good, what is right, what is holy. We prefer, yeah, I believe this stuff, but I'm not going to be too public about it. Because the attacks will come. That's where we're at right now. And in the midst of it, this Kanye West is saying, I don't care about the attacks. I'm going to do this anyway. And so people are getting enamored by this person who has been filled with Jesus. They're fascinated by him. They want to get a look at what he's up to. You have a joy. You have a peace. You have a sense of purpose and fulfillment about you, Kanye. Help me to get there. Because this other way isn't working. I thought this taking care of the flesh and living an egocentric life was the way to bliss. But I got to tell you, the culture is saying, I'm wrapped now in my depression, my lack of a sense of meaning and purpose in life. I've hit a breaking point. Did you find something, Kanye, that I need to find? Right? And so we need to ask ourselves, do we allow others to get fascinated by what we found? That so much that they want to discover it. They want to share it. They want to hear more. We have a lot of talk about evangelization and things like that. But I often wonder if those fall short in that the same 12 people come to these small groups. What about those broken people out there? What about those who have hit rock bottom? Do our very lives say to them, you found something, I want that. You have an exuberance. You have a desire to serve the Lord with great extravagance. Why? He said, up to half of my income, what I own, and if I've extorted anything, I'll pay it back 4 times. He was beside himself. He had to do more and more and more for the Lord because he discovered the Lord loved him and it became his everything. He had his come to Jesus moment. How can we help people to have theirs? I want to end just with something that Mother Teresa of Calcutta shared shortly before she died. She shared this. People are often unreasonable, illogical, and self-centered. Forgive them anyway. If you are kind, people may accuse you of selfish, ulterior motives. Be kind anyway. If you are successful, you will win some false friends and some true enemies. Succeed anyway. If you are honest and frank, people may cheat you. Be honest and frank anyway. What you spend years building, someone could destroy overnight. Build anyway. If you find serenity and happiness, they may be jealous. Be happy anyway. The good you do today, people will often forget tomorrow. Do good anyway. Give the world the best you have, and it may never be enough. Give the world the best you've got anyway. Jesus knew that the crowd would grumble against him, but he reached out to Zacchaeus anyway. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.